Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got a lovely story here. A little baby. Okay, it's a cute little baby who may be, well, Satan. Oh, boy. Wow.
Well, I'm not messing with that baby.
Yeah, that's Linda Blair territory right there. I mean, that's exorcist action right there. We need to call a priest quickly.
That also kind of sounds like Vicky in the morning. Like she's just talking to herself. Yeah, and she's like,
what's in my purse? Don't look in my purse.
Leave me alone.
Follow me on OnlyFans. $6.99 a month.
Damn.
Oh, no, that's not exactly what.
So you get, I didn't know you get some satanic worship thrown in with Vicky's OnlyFans page. I guess Vicky's trying to get everybody. She's throwing a little bit of everything on the page.
I'm a people pleaser.
Danny, I don't know if you remember. It was not that long ago with Lily being maybe around. Because like right now we're in the 18, a year and a half phase of Tatum, right? Like, so she's a year and a half old.
Yep,
and
yeah.
She has these moments where she goes from just giggling happy and in a moment's notice turns into the that baby. Like where I'll be like playing, she's smiling, she's laughing. And then if I like try to hand her like a plastic spoon, she just goes, ah!
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Who brought Satan into this house?
Yeah.
That actually sounds like you. Like, you know, you're a man of few words. So it's just like, rah.
Yeah. And she just growls at me. Yeah. And so we went to the, we had our baby doctor visit yesterday. And so to get the shots and whatever, a bunch of other stuff. And so just the doctor, she just goes, yeah, you're in the phase right now where your baby's totally psycho.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, good. We were wondering because she's like, yeah, moment's notice. It could just go from happiest baby to the most extreme angry screaming baby, and it's just it's not fun.
Yeah, I like the layman's term, the psycho phase. I didn't know that. Is that before the terrible twos? Because
yes.
You're close to two, so you got the psycho and then the terrible twos. That's lovely.
Straight up psycho is exactly how she terms it.
Wow.
And it doesn't get better because after the terrible twos you get the what is it called, the threenagers.
I called them tantrum threes.
I never heard of threenagers before. That's a cool name.
It's where they're like independent. They want to do their own thing, but they're still whiny.
So what, I'm supposed to now ride it out until she's 25?
Yes. Basically.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Good luck. Yeah. I mean, you could pretty much, after 2 years old, you could have a name for every age. Right now, Lily's in like argumentative sevens. I don't know what you call 7 years old, but...
Yeah, right now.
Sevens, I don't know.
She's getting ready to front Cannibal Corpse is pretty much what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, what I guess they're saying is that, Steve, you know, for the first year, it's amazing.
Yes.
And then, well, you'll find out. How about that?
It's still amazing. Like, it's funny, though, because they'll go from, like, just, like, extreme anger, and you're just like, oh, my gosh. And then she'll do something, like, just adorable, and you're like, okay, yeah, now I remember why I dig you.
Right. And that doesn't change. That honestly doesn't change. Joe and I took Lily to a baseball game yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, she went from, like, super, we got her on the big screen, by the way. Yeah. Best father
ever. Oh, hey.
Oh,
nice.
That was
the dream.
I just put her up on the shoulders, and then all of a sudden, we're dancing on the big screen, and she's freaking out. It's great. So highest of highs, the next minute she's like, I want ice cream and it's too hot out here. So
what the hell does this kid want? We got her on the big screen.
Right? And then all of a sudden a ball almost knocks me in the head and we're like, yeah, literally two seats away from me. And she's like, Dad, you didn't catch that? And I was like, now she's shaming me. What is happening here?
Yeah, how quick they change.
I could have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Congratulations, all of you. That's all I have to say.
Hey, congrats to getting on the big screen. I was wondering.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was such a cool experience.
I want you both just to realize there's two women on this show, and very easily that could be your daughters in the future. So you pick, Vicky or Sarah. That's pretty much it. Could be your future.
No, I'm hoping my daughter turns into the Rev.
Well, wow. I mean, how's her gas situation?
No, I was talking about the cool mustache thing you got.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I can teach her to grow a beard.
Yeah, she'll have that personality and only get cats. Okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it's exactly what I want.
We got a man named Shaft, and he was busted for hiding drugs on his body. And I'll give you one guess where. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the mix report for you at 6:19. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report today. Today's a wet day to whip out your hand.
What?
And shake somebody with it. It's National Handshake Day, which seems like, I don't know, maybe National What's Up Day. Just don't even shake their hands.
Yeah, but maybe elbow bumping.
I'm not a fan of that elbow bumping crap.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. It's awkward. Okay. Unless you're playing baseball and you're hitting a home run, I don't think you should be elbow bumping people.
Okay, well, that's more, you know, like the forearm bumping. Now, that, I think, is awesome.
Didn't the Bash Brothers back in the day?
Yeah, when they hit a home run.
They would bash the elbows, I thought. Oh, I guess it was kind of forearms, but elbows were in the mix.
Yeah, it seems like it's more forearm now, but you may be right. It may have been elbows back in the day.
But more importantly, today is a day, since it is going to be nice out, to enjoy yourself a delicious frozen treat, which is called the Bomb Pop. It's National Bomb Pop Day.
Ooh, oh, nice.
That's an awesome popsicle. We had this.
It's a cool popsicle for a popsicle. You're right. It's definitely a king.
Right. I'm not going to say it's the best treat to get, like, from the ice cream truck, but of the popsicle family, it's definitely on the tops.
And if I remember, it was red, white, and blue, right? It was American?
Of course. Yeah. Red on the tip, white in the middle, and blue on the bottom.
That's right.
In case you needed to know. You're planning on making one at home. There are the ingredients.
Thank you, buddy.
And then all of it would just drip all over your hands.
Yeah. Oh, that gooey syrup. Yeah, baby.
We had this conversation yesterday on the Megacast with Ted Smith where we were talking about ice cream trucks because he was asking if I see any ice cream trucks. And I was like, actually, I just saw one the other day. And then we got down the rabbit hole of, okay, you can only pick one thing from the ice cream truck. What are you getting? Ooh.
Oh.
Because remember, there was like certain specific things that were available at the ice cream truck.
Is it the strawberry shortcake ice cream bar?
Yeah, yeah, those are so good.
That was my top pick.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at you and me together. Wow.
Actually, we broke it down to tiers because, like, okay, you only had a dollar. You were getting, like, the bomb pop or that Flintstones push pop thing.
Yes.
You got $1.25, you're stepping it up. Maybe you're getting yourself that strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
But then if you had the $1.50 and you were balling, that's when you got the Chipwich.
Oh, the Chipwich was, it was a lot sometimes on a hot summer day. You realize, oh, this is going down like a bomb.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this.
Oh, the Chipwich was like the best.
It's tasty, but if it's really, really hot, you got that cookie going down. It could be a bomb. It couldn't be as refreshing as I would think.
No, for me, it's always refreshing. I would eat one right now. I'd have one every day if I could.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do for
you. You know what? My waistline. I like to be able to fit in these pants every day.
I feel like we're totally missing a whole section of the ice cream truck, and it's the characters with the gumball eyes.
Yeah, like the frog.
Oh, those are so
good. Or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic, yeah.
Like Ninja Turtle, Spider-Man, SpongeBob.
Tweety Bird.
They never look like what they're supposed to be.
Don't matter, delicious, and you got gum.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of those ones, but there were, I like the Mickey Mouse one, which was like the vanilla ice cream with the chocolate coated ears. Those were pretty. Danny, what were you getting?
The snow cone.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He's not a sweets guy. Remember,
I love the snow cone.
Yeah, what's your favorite ice cream?
Snow cone.
Frozen ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't say pizza.
Pizza.
What about you, Rev?
Choco Taco every day, all day.
Ooh, I forgot about them. Those are good.
100% the one that I will always get.
We went down the rabbit hole on that one as well, because for many years I never had the Choco Taco because in my head it just sounded disgusting. Like, I pictured in my head that there was, like, you know, ice cream with, like, ground beef in it.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, it was a taco, so I was like, I don't want that.
Oh,
I was a stupid kid. And then when I finally had one, I'm like, I can't believe I've been passing up this delicious treat for so many years.
See that? Yeah, I think I have to go Choco Taco over the Chipwich. I have to say.
Yeah, I would that as well.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could talk to you guys about this anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I mean, look, we agree on strawberry shortcake, but Choco Taco, I think that gets the win.
Well, dude, actually, a lot of textures are going with the Choco Taco as well. So, you know what? All right, I guess I'll have to acquiesce.
Yeah, you will.
Ooh, fancy word.
Thanks. Very fancy. Very intelligent. That's why I want to share this next story.
Oh, okay.
It's a very highbrow, very intelligent story that you can only hear probably on The Rock. There's a guy. He's got in trouble with the law. He lives in Orlando. He's 30 years old.
All right.
He was busted for driving on a suspended license. And apparently he's been in and out of jail for years. So cops say they arrest him because he had a long rap sheet.
Yeah.
His name? Shaft. Middle name, Bang. Last name, Adams. That's
Shaft
right.
Shaft Bang Adams.
Shaft Bang Adams. Which maybe is why he believes inside to live a life of crime.
Oh, what a great name.
When you've lived your life being called Shaft Bang Adams.
Shaft Bang Adams.
So they arrest him, and while they have him arrested, they just start to search him, and they notice that he had something illegal on him, and that was meth. He had 4 meth rocks hidden in a certain part of his body, and I'll try my best to describe this for you guys. Okay, so again, his name is Shaft.
Oh, boy.
BJ, you'll relate to this guy because, well, he has an anteater. And
You know what? That's what I was afraid of.
Wow.
He treated those meth rocks like his ants.
Yeah.
I guess it's the best way I could describe it. And that's where he kept the meth.
Yeah, he hid him under the hood, as some people like to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine being the person having to search him and be like, hey,
wow, yeah.
We need to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, that'll be my last day. Thank you very much.
I'm definitely taking a personal day the next day.
Yeah.
To Netflix and chill.
It's a clever place. Yeah. It's a clever hiding place, but yeah, if you got a search, that's a...
We were reading this story yesterday in the office with the guys in the men's room. We were just laughing about this because then we were just like, well, what's worse? Would you be okay with, let's say you're a druggie, and you're like, I got some drugs, and I'm hiding them. I'm like, cool, where are you hiding them? And there's two places. Either you're Shaft Adams, or you're the guy that does it the usual way. Which way would you prefer to...
Oh, well, you know, you guys don't know because you obviously don't have the equipment, but it's a lot easier to do Shaft's way. That's hard. It won't be that painful, depending on how big the rocks are.
No, I'm saying... like someone shows up and says, I'm holding drugs. Would you like some? I'm like, sure. And then
where would you like to search? Where, is that what you mean? Where would I?
Where would you prefer to do, like, you know, someone pulling these drugs out of that you're going to do these drugs?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah, you have to
again, having the equipment, I know I would rather go the front side than the back side.
I don't know. Part of me wants to go the old traditional way.
They're for tradition.
Oh, really?
Huh?
You want to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I don't want to do either, but I feel like I'd be a little more tolerant of it that way.
I feel like the yellow brick road is going to always be better than the Hershey Highway.
All right. Well, at least that we can agree to disagree on that.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Good morning,
you know,
everybody.
By the way, you and I are the only one conversing about this. The rest of the show has decided to quit.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take a pass on this one.
Fine. They're the none of the above people.
Yes, come on, they are.
We're below.
You know, it's Steve painstakingly comes up with these polls, as it were.
Yes.
And tries to get it, you know, tries to get feedback. And look at the rest of them. Vicky's already, she's already on another meme. She won't even look
and
at
can
us.
You guys quit dinking around and,
oh.
I feel like you guys just shafted us on this last conversation.
Yeah, we did.
Hey,
how about though he posted bail, he got out 8 days later, back in jail, caught with cocaine. No word on where that cocaine was. Shaft bang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shaft bang Adams, baby. Yep.
I hope he doesn't have a friend named
Adam. I would do it like
Adam. Bond. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would always introduce myself. The name is Adams. Shaft Bang Adams. That's how I would do it.
Someone said, okay, your drug dealer, you have to pick. Is it Shaft Adams or John Keister? Just the last name. John Keister is not a drug dealer. Just like to make that clear.
Let's be clear about this.
But I did like that's a good way to ask the question.
John Keister has had the best name. Like, you just knew he was going to go into comedy. Because that's the greatest comedy name you could ever have. It's like, that's exactly where you're going to go.
No different than Shaft Bang Adams. You knew he was going to a life of crime. When you have a name like that, what else are you going to do?
Right.
See, you're destined sometimes. You got to be careful what you name your kids. So now your child, Steve, is probably going to go in with the potato business because you call her Tater Tot. So she's probably going to be involved in potatoes.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Yeah. Everyone loves potatoes. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out. I saw Danny post on his Facebook, and I saw it yesterday as well. I was like, that's such a bummer. Blink-182's Mark Hoppus just announced that he's battling cancer. He's been battling it for a few months now. I posted a picture of him getting treatment. It was just like one of those things where you just weren't expecting that. You're like, damn, man, I hope everything turns out okay for the dude.
Well, especially after last year being what it was with the tours and it being canceled and everything. It's like, you just think they're taking some time off riding maybe. And then it's like, you see that. And the picture he posted was just like, so heart-wrenching.
Yeah. You're just like, man. You just hope nothing but the best for the guy. And I know his bandmates have all said some great things. And he said, I've had months of treatment ahead of me, but I'm going to try and remain hopeful and positive. Can't wait to be cancer-free and see you all in concert, hopefully in the near future. Much love to you all.
Well, at least he's got that as a prognosis that he can be cancer-free, so that's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, he's been doing chemotherapy for the last 3 months. Dude, today is Kraken Thursday, as we've deemed it. Every Thursday we rock our Kraken gear, and I don't know if the Kraken are starting to fall in line with our Kraken Thursday ideas, because they just press released a Kraken announcement, and that's going to be that later on today at 10 a.m., they're going to be making a big announcement. That's all we know. They put out a tweet that said, something's in the water.
Ooh.
Join us tomorrow for a special live stream announcement on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at 10 a.m. See you then. Blue heart emoji.
Now, hold on a second, though. This is interesting. Of all the days they could do it, do you think they've been following us doing Kraken Thursdays? Because Thursday, I mean, it's almost as if they said, hey, you know, those guys at KISW keep making Thursday our day, so we'll do our big releases on Thursday. Is that a coincidence or what?
I mean, they made the big team announcement on a Thursday, so maybe they're just like, we're going to keep the trend of Thursday being the day that we make big announcements. Yeah.
I guess they started the Thursday thing before we did. You're right. Okay. Right.
But we followed too.
We kept it going.
We hammered it home, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've kept it going until they had another big announcement. So we've always been like, woo, celebrate the Kraken on Thursday when there'll be another announcement someday.
Well, hopefully the announcement is that we've signed Gritty to a long-term deal as our mascot, but it's probably not going to be that.
That's going to be the announcement, no.
A lot of people are
expecting.
I think it's going to be announcement of the head coach. That's my guess.
Oh, good call.
Some people think that makes
a lot of sense.
Some people also think it might be jerseys as well.
Yeah, but you know, you need a head coach before you start drafting, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think part of me is wondering, okay, were they going to wait until the Stanley Cup Finals are done? that way. Then you're cutting it really close. But, you know, some people might think there's maybe an assistant coach that's part of one of the teams that's still playing. You know, there's a lot of factors involved. But then there's also the big rumors that a lot of people are speculating it's going to be Rick Tocchet, especially since Rod Brind'Amour decided to stay with the Canes, which was a guy that a lot of people were hoping and thinking. So I'm fine with Rick Tocchet. That guy's awesome. So if that's the announcement, I'll be a very happy camper.
Nice. Very exciting. 10 o'clock this morning, right?
Yep, 10 a.m. this morning. You can watch on their Facebook page, their Twitter page, and their YouTube channel as well. Of course, we'll be, our eyes will be glued, our red eye, because they have a red eye in their logo.
Oh, okay. I was getting a little worried what that meant, but okay. I stayed out of Urban Dictionary and just went focused on the logo.
Mariners, thanks, Danny. You went to the game and they lost.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Danny.
Bad luck.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I blame Joe.
You know what? You're right. You went to the last time you went with Lily. They won, yeah. And they won the 10th inning with a grand slam.
Yes.
Yep.
You go with Damn Joe over there.
Yeah, ooh. Damn Joe.
Damn Joe.
Come on, Damn Joe.
Damn Joe.
I was going to call Joe Danny. I'm like, that's not Danny. Danny's Danny. And Joe is Joe.
Yeah. But Wonder. Damn Joe sounds like a great name.
Well, they lost 5-2 to Colorado. They play again tomorrow against the Chicago White Sox. The Sounders won, though. Yes, they beat Real Salt Lake 2-1. They are now unbeaten for the entire season, still 7-0-3, a 10-game unbeaten streak. So that's pretty damn awesome.
That's because Danny didn't go to the match.
Wow.
Well, there were 24,000 people there, which is pretty awesome. I think there's going to be even more people there on Saturday when they have their game against Vancouver.
I can imagine.
Which is going to be nuts. A Saturday night game in the heat.
It was, you know what? Yeah, and it was funny because we talked about like having the Seahawks at full capacity this season. And I was like, I kind of liked, you know, it was fine for me, the noise. But seeing the Sounders back and hearing the chants and the singing, I was like, okay, I'm with Steve now. I'm glad that the fans are back in the
stadium. Yeah, man. It feels better. So there's such an energy to having a crowd there. Yeah. Stanley Cup semifinals. The Islanders came from behind. Big win in overtime, beating Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2. It was exactly what I've complained about, where, you know, They go to overtime. There's like a 15-minute break. So now you're like, okay, here comes hockey again. This is going to be intense. In like a minute and like 6 seconds, they scored. I'm like, man. Wow. It was still awesome. Don't get me wrong. It was a great come-from-behind victory. But I was just like, man, I'm all stoked. And wife's taking a nap or fell asleep on the couch. So I'm like, I can just watch this uninterrupted. This is going to be awesome. Wow. And they score in like a minute.
I haven't kept track of the series to know, like, if there's been home victories and only home. You know what I mean, Steve? Since home, now it goes back to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
But really, first they get wrecked in Tampa Bay, 8-0. Come back to their home joint and score the overtime win. I don't know if that's really good for them or not going into Tampa Bay or what. I don't know how you feel if you're Tampa Bay.
Well, Tampa Bay was winning 2-0.
That third goal.
Oh, that third goal. That was third goal cool, was
so
man.
Pivotal.
They score in overtime. The crowd is just going bonkers. And also, this could be the last time they play in that arena, I think, unless they go to the Stanley Cup Finals, because they're changing spots and all that in the new arena. Crowd's banging on the glass, and you're just like, this is incredible. Then all of a sudden, of course, because it's just New Yorkers and Long Islanders doing what New Yorkers do, and they just start throwing their beer on the ice.
Oh, of course they do.
Because usually, I mean, you shouldn't do that at all, but you usually would think that's going to happen because, well, you know, something bad happened or the team lost. No, the team won, and they're just showering the ice with, like, chucking cans with beer still in it. And I'm like, bottles and like those metal bottles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Players are ducking it. Clutterbuck on the Islanders is like yelling at his own fans, like, knock it off. He's like swatting at them with a stick. It was just chaos, man.
Yeah, that is weird. That
super
is very, very weird.
Even the announcer, like, what is going on? They just won and they're throwing beer on the ice.
You know what? Again, folks are not sure how to be fans. You know, they're just getting back into it. You know, just a lot of they forgot how to do it.
And I'm also guessing that wasn't the first beer that person was drinking that they're throwing on the ice.
Probably not.
It's so expensive.
But those aluminum cans are awesome. I like to take them home and keep them.
Yeah, I don't want to throw them at my players on my team that just won the game in overtime. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Tonight you got the Canadiens taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, and that series is 3-2 with Montreal having the lead. As far as weather, 79 degrees, going to be sunny. Thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the major report, and that's what's up.
And Steve, chalk it up again. That third goal theory, that whoever scores the third goal of the game gets the win, is exactly what happened with the Islanders. They scored the third goal of the game.
Yeah.
Man, that theory's nuts, you know? So when it's 2-0, I was sitting, when you say it's 2-0, you wonder if anybody's superstitious, you know, going, you know, over there on their Lightning going, God dang, we got to get goal number three. We can't let them go get that third goal of the game. We can't let them. And
I don't know if the players were thinking like that, but man, when the Islanders scored that goal to make it 2-1, I'm like, okay. Because I was like, oh, crap, here we go. This is just
here we go.
This is going to be another easy win for Tampa. So it was fun they made a game out of it.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What was the interesting feature of the evil Count Rugen in A Princess Bride?
Andre the Giant.
No.
Billy Crystal.
No. Yeah.
They wore tights.
No.
No, the correct answer we were looking for is that he had six fingers on one hand. Calling now for a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 651 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.